Here with head coach Kyler Nelson, the Dragon women's basketball team. You're back at the Sanford Pentagon after a thrilling overtime victory against Northern State on Wednesday night. How has the team's preparation been the last 3 days as you go from Aberdeen to now Sioux Falls?
You know, it's kind of a whirlwind situation for us. You get back late, really short practice on Thursday, and then back on the bus on Friday. So, you know, I don't know if it's the greatest situation for prep, but it is what it is, and we have to be ready to go.
When you have the opportunity to kind of serve the community a little bit, go to a local elementary school, kind of hang out with the kids, play some basketball, how does that help with this tournament, kind of easing some of the nerves right off the bat before you, of course, hit the gameplay?
Well, I mean, it's just non-thinking, right? It's just going to have some fun with some little kids, and, you know, they just look at you or the players with amazement, is, you know, these tall women walking in, and they had some pretty fun questions, and we got to play some games and stuff. So, I mean, I thought we got the maybe the best situation because we were in the FIAD class. So it was fun, and it was fun to see our players engage with these little kids, and they had a blast.
With the task at hand this afternoon against Concordia St. Paul, one meeting in the regular season, you overcame a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit en route to squeaking one out in overtime in St. Paul. What did you learn about that game that's going to help you guys this afternoon against the Golden Bears?
Well, I think, number one, you can go into the game knowing you can beat them. But number two, you're going to have to play better because I don't know if they played their best game against us. But, you know, I thought we did a great job of locating each other. But today, it's a different story. Concordia is getting downhill pretty good on everybody. So in transition has not been our forte, transition defense. So that we're going to have to play the best transition defense of our life. But you know what, this time of year, you're going to play the best teams and you're going to have to play well. And if you don't, it's one and done.
You have the pairing of Hawk and Wilson for CSP that it doesn't matter who they play. They present tons of issues. They shoot the ball well. They defend pretty darn well.
Yep.
Last time you played them, both of them had pretty gaudy stat lines, but Hawk did have a season-high 7 turnovers. How do you try and replicate something like that and forcing pressure on them and not letting them get comfortable, especially knowing that they're not at their home gymnasium, you guys are on a neutral site?
Well, I mean, we have to approach Hawk as we maybe did Izzy and just give some help when we can. And, you know, there's certainly some people we can help off of. But, you know, I think the biggest mismatch for us is Wilson. And when she goes to the 5, you know, I'm just not sure if we can guard her one-on-one there. So we're going to need some help there. And, you know, we're going to have to hope that Concordia misses some shots, and then we're going to have to do a good job rebounding the basketball. So, you know, there, like I said, there are a lot of challenges that face us when we play Concordia, but we were up to that task once, and so we just have to be up for it, you know, for 40 minutes today, and we'll see what happens.
Last thing for you, Coach. The biggest key or differentiator that's going to result in a positive outcome today?
Well, again, I'm going to say it. It's our transition offense, transition defense. You know, if we could get some points in transition ourselves, I think that would be huge. But, you know, transition defense against Concordia, it does not matter what team it is, you know, that's facing Concordia. That's the telling tale right there, is how well you transition defense.